Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining me. It's my pleasure. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we don't care. We're just glad you're here. And some of you are listening on the radio. Some of you are listening on the internet. Some of you who may be off your meds, you know, you've got your aluminum foil cap and you're waiting on the mothership to beam you back. We don't care how you pick us up. We're just glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Campbell is here, too, because he's a new friend. And he's a friend of a friend, Nancy Rosanoff. Many of you know Nancy Rosanoff, who's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Nancy introduced us to Doug. And Doug is managing director of the Success Coach. That's what he does. He helps executives like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's our new friend. Doug, welcome back to the show. Did we lose him, Roger? All right, we you know, it must have been something I said there, folks. Are any of you... How many of you have used an executive coach before? Well, I actually didn't call myself an executive coach when I was a consultant, but I wound up doing a lot of that by working with small business owners, by working with them and seeing what's you know, some of the things that they're facing. And Doug, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
I thought maybe it was something I said.
No.
I was trying to do a good job of introducing you there, Doug. Doug, I was saying, as we were getting you back on, I was saying that when I was a business consultant, I didn't really think of myself as a business coach, which you actually are officially. You have the credentials to prove it. But as a consultant, I wound up doing a lot of coaching, and what that told me was that there's a great need for what you do. There are so many small business owners out there who actually, Doug, don't even think of themselves as executives, and they actually need that level of coaching, just like a basketball player. I mean, look at even the greatest golfers in the world have a coach, don't they?
They sure do. And I actually like to explain it. I've started five businesses, and one of them is Sylvan Learning Center back 20 years ago. Actually,
right.
first center on the East Coast, and I would meet every Friday with three or four other business owners. And we would trade stories about accounting software, which was brand new, and how to market in Fairfield County, where I live in Connecticut, and, you know, the challenges of the day. And today, people are too busy, their spouse is too busy, and it's really great to have someone who's a real good sounding board who knows you new and your business.
Well, an executive coach can be what I call, there's one person that everybody needs, and you could, it wouldn't hurt if you had more than one of these. And that's somebody who can be a critic and a safe harbor at the same time.
Exactly. And there are actually about 30 roles that a coach plays. And, you know, sometimes it's real supportive and helpful. Other times it's, hey, you're going in the wrong direction. Other times it's, have you thought of this? Other times it's, hey, you didn't do what you said you were going to do, and when's it going to happen? You know, it's that accountability factor. And a good coach can help you obviously achieve a lot more than you could on your own.
Well, I want to talk in a minute about how to find an executive coach, but before we do that, let's talk about how you actually work with one. What would be a sign that I would have in my life where I would say, yeah, that executive coach thing that the Blasingame was talking about, I think maybe I need that. What would be one of the markers that we would see that would cause us to realize that?
Well, I think if you got something that's blocking you in your business, or something that you've been thinking about doing or acting on for a while, that could be one. If you're at a major crossroads, I think we talked about Nancy Rosanoff earlier, who's a good friend of mine. I actually
right.
worked with Nancy, and she had a TV show and had written three books and was kind of at an interesting crossroads. She really wanted to build her TV shows and kind of a new platform. So, it was a logical time to reach out to someone, get some input and expertise.
So maybe it's if you're working hard but you're enjoying it less, or you're working hard but you're not quite breaking through and getting the results that you want, or if you want to maybe take whatever you're doing to the next level. Maybe that would be a good marker.
Yeah, definitely to the next level. I think if you're running hard in place, definitely you should consider a coach because, you know, we focus a lot on medium and longer-term issues. And a lot of small business owners, of course, are dealing with day-to-day, putting out fires, and they aren't thinking about the big picture, the bigger issues to grow.
Is that what an executive coach would do? Would be to get them to find a place where they can really focus on some of the bigger issues?
Yeah, that's what I do. Just to give my process quickly, is I will sit down with the people.
I tell you what, hold on to that thought because we're going into a break, and I want you to give that all together, and we're going to do that right on the other side of these messages, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with our new friend Doug Campbell. We're talking about executive coaching because he is one. 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the air, on Broadway. But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had...
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Doug Campbell. He's the Managing Director of the Success Coach. Doug, why don't you go ahead and give us your website, please?
TheSuccessCoach.com, Jim.
TheSuccessCoach.com.
Right.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find, what I ask people to do, let's get started on coaching, which is kind of 10 questions I like people to answer when I start with them, kind of major accomplishments, short-term goals, long-term goals, issues like that. You'll see a lot of articles and speeches written and, my background, that kind of thing. But,
TheSuccessCoach.com. You were telling us about the process, how you begin the process of working with a client when they want you to help them, want you to coach them.
Yeah, usually what I'll do is sit down with someone for an hour and just talk about their business or their situation, and from that discussion, about five or six issues usually pop out that they're dealing with, they're grappling with, and then we design a program to really deal with those issues in terms of which is the most important. When I start, I like to do an assessment of kind of communication style and values, and also this kind of 10 major questions to address. And then meet with people on a regular basis, either weekly or every other week, and also be available on the phone and through email. So I become a resource that knows their business, knows them, knows what we want to accomplish, and really moves along with them.
But your focus is on the executive. I'm sure you get into fundamentals a little bit, but your goal is to make this human being who's functioning as an executive, to make them as productive as possible so they can accomplish their goals, right?
Yeah. I mean, another way to put it is I'm a CEO coach.
Right.
And I basically help that CEO perform at a higher level. I tend to work with clients that are in the top 15 to 20% of performers that want to do better. And they're very talented, or maybe they want to start a new venture.
Now, see, that's something I think is very interesting, that the people, a lot of the people you work with, by most metrics, my audience would say, wow, they're already pretty darn successful. Why do they need Doug? But what you're pointing out is that no matter how good you are, you can always use a little bit of instruction. You can always use a little bit of help.
Well, and as you said, Tiger Woods has a golf coach. He got rid of Butch Harmon, and what's happened? His game hasn't been as good. John Tesh.
He also got a girlfriend about the same time.
Yeah,
I think that might have distracted him a little bit.
Maybe, but I also think if he had,
he's now married to her, I think, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
I won't go there anymore. But anyway, I was just going to say that she's an attractive lady, and that would distract a lot of people. But anyway, the thing is that we do get distracted. And sometimes, another thing that happens, success sometimes manifests itself in our performance in the form of ego and not in the form of, in other words, sometimes we think when we're successful, it's because we're so smart. And I would suspect that an executive coach could sort of bring us back down to earth a little bit.
Well, and I think definitely, I think one of the skills I have is that I can relate to people at their level. I mean, I have an MBA from Virginia, and as I said, I've started five businesses, so I've kind of been there, done that. And some people are, you know, you have to reach them at a high level to say, hey, slow down or keep your life in balance or let's be a little more reasonable with your people or your team. Or it could be someone who's just going to make it because of hard work and plowing ahead, and is he doing it smarter, faster, better, or is she doing it better, smarter, faster?
What are some of the examples of people that have come to you that were in a situation where, you know, not to give us any names, but they were in a situation where they needed help and you were able to turn them around? You got any success stories you want to tell us about?
Sure. Well, one that's kind of fun is a guy named Gary Lico, who actually runs a company called Cable Ready, and they developed Actor Studio and about 100 cable shows, Forensic Files and Animal Detectives. And he read about, I was written up in the Wall Street Journal with a client who was a builder and had done very, very well and tripled her business. And he had grown from 3 to 10 people. And all of a sudden, his business was very different. He was managing a lot more people. He didn't have the right systems in place. So he was smart enough to reach out and say, hey, you know, I need someone to help take a look at this. And it turned out that he had the wrong financial systems in place. So we brought in some people to address that. We brought his team together, did some team building. He moved to a new location and has been growing market share ever since. But he was smart enough to say, hey, let me get some perspective. And, you know, he had kind of hit a roadblock. What do I do? You know, all of a sudden, you know, 3 to 10 people is a big change.
Mm-hmm.
Similar situation with a small law firm nearby where he was a mortgage company, really an entrepreneur, a lawyer, and he had the wrong people in place. He hired people he knew and relatives, and they were artistic types. They weren't number types. So we have since got, you know, good young undergraduate hires who are very dedicated to learning and maybe want to go back to law school.
More technical and less creative.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had to change the structure, too, in both cases where we got it really.
Why do these people, you know, why do people get themselves into that kind of a structure without realizing it? Why do we need other people to tell us about? Why do we get? Is it because we're so close to everything?
I think that's part of it.
Are we in denial?
Well, I also think that there's a process for business. And I'm sure you're well aware of it. A $1 million company is very different than 10 million versus mm-hmm. 100 million. And if you go from a small number of employees to 10 to 20 to 50, there are very different issues that come into play. And some people are very good at building, but they aren't good at managing. And
that's a good point. I want to come back to that when we come back after these messages. We're visiting with Doug Campbell. We're talking about executive coaching, and I want to talk about that when we come back right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
I just sit and smile. The house is only another mile.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend Doug Campbell. And folks, I want to remind you, on Thanksgiving Day, which is tomorrow, I will be here, just like I am today. I'll be here live. First up is Beverly Williams, and we're going to talk a little bit about home-based businesses during the holidays. And then I'm going to give you my traditional Thanksgiving message. I've got some thoughts. I call it When Cause and Effect Met Humanity. And so I've got that to do tomorrow. And then also, after that, I'm going to do a little Kiplinger coverage on my own. No, Joan's not going to be here this week. And then after that, we're going to get a visit from one of our top soothsayers, John O'Donohue, who's going to be joining us from Connemara, Ireland. And he's going to talk to us about how to make sure that we keep our heads straight during the holiday season. And boy, howdy, can I use a little help with that. So I'm looking forward to getting John back on the show. Doug, you were talking, by the way, before we go any further, give us your website one more time, please.
TheSuccessCoach.com, TheSuccessCoach.com.
And go there and take that 10-question survey that Doug has there, folks. It's all that information is free. And, Doug, we appreciate you making that available. Doug, you said something as we were going to the break. Folks, if you just tuned in, Doug is an executive coach. His company is the Success Coach. And Doug, you were talking about people who are plenty smart enough to found a company, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they've got the tools to run the company. And I'm sure that's a great opportunity for a guy like you.
Well, I think one of the initial challenges is that the entrepreneur who builds the company is probably great at business development and selling and energy.
And vision and creativity.
Exactly.
But changing the diapers every other hour is not one of his or her strong suits, right?
Particularly if he's in the diaper business. But yeah, he needs to, at some stage, he needs to get a key person in there who's very good on detail, who's very good on making sure, you know, every I is dotted and T is crossed. And so a lot of times that initial structure, or the second structure, is to have a kind of an administrative operator, a COO, and then build a team under that. And that allows the entrepreneur to go back and really focus on building the vision, generating a new branch of the tree, which might be a related business, and focusing on what they're really good at, what they really like, which really helped them get where they are. And it's a transition sometimes because people, you know, the entrepreneur gets stuck or the small business owner gets stuck working hard day to day, running in place and putting out too many fires.
If you're feeling any level of consistent frustration, I don't mean the intermittent frustration with this little issue or that little issue, but if you're consistently frustrated about any particular thing, Doug, wouldn't you say that's a good marker that you need somebody to help you?
Yeah, I think it's worth exploring, definitely. I'll give an example. I was working with one of the top photographers in the country, and he does covers for Victoria's Secret. You know, tough job, Jim.
Yeah.
And Nordstrom, stuff like that.
Does he need anybody to help him?
But he had an agent that he'd worked with for 9 years. The agent was taking a quarter of his pay, which was over six figures.
Wow.
And wasn't doing any work for it. And, you know, this has been kind of bothering
him. That's not an agent. That's a parasite.
You're darn right. So basically what we did is I spent about 3 or 4 hours. We got the agent to lower her fees, restructure the way she communicated with him, you know, market him in Europe. And, you know, it just energized him so much that he ended up making some videos for clients, getting some new work. But, you know, he'd been dealing with this situation for quite a long time, and he didn't know how to approach it. So we went through the whole process. Do you need a new agent? Do you want to keep the agent? I would have gotten rid of the agent. But, again, the coach is helping the business owner make decisions. He ended up getting rid of her about 5 years later. But he was energized, and that was kind of blocking him.
Mm-hmm.
happened to be another photography business where he just wasn't controlling his time. So I stepped back. I said, hey, wait a minute. You know, let's not take any appointments. He did about half his business was weddings. No appointments Friday afternoon. That's your free time, you know, because he was working most Saturdays on the weddings. And let's just take appointments Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday morning. And, you know, what someone would call up and say, oh, I want to come in Wednesday. I can't do it. He'd say, I only take Monday, Tuesday, Saturday morning. They'd hang up. They'd call back 45 minutes later. You know, I'd really like that 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So it was who was in control was the issue there.
One thing about you can actually train customers. You just have to try. Doug, we've got to wrap it up here. But if somebody wanted to use your services, you work virtually with a lot of people, don't you?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So check it out, thesuccesscoach.com. You want to give us a phone number?
Sure. It's 203-975-0320.
And if they want somebody face-to-face and they're not nearby, you'll help them find somebody, won't you?
Yeah, I can help them with that.
I appreciate
that. I do think coaching can be very helpful and powerful for business owners.
Thank you for being here, Doug. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Doug Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and if I don't talk to you tomorrow, I hope I do. I'll be here. I don't know if you will, but either way, happy holidays. Stay with us. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.